and welcome to the Financial Podcast, Future Rich. My name is Barbara Ginty, and I am your host and also a CFP, which stands for a Certified Financial Planner. And I am here today with my guest, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
So, Mary, give us a little bit of background on yourself. How old you are, where you live, single, married, job, what's going on with the pandemic in your job?
Yeah, so I'm 26 years old. I currently work at a grocery store, and I also work at an elementary school. I am single. So far, like, it hasn't really affected me, the pandemic. I've still been working at the grocery store a lot of hours, and then I'm still kind of working at the school. That's a little different, obviously, but I'm actually starting to go back now that they're implementing the phases, so I'll be going back to that soon.
What state are you in, or, like, whereabouts are you?
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Oh, so they're going to let you go back to school to work. Now, they're not, are they bringing the kids back in Florida or no?
No, yeah, they're done for the rest of the year. They're just be doing distance learning.
Okay.
But so I'm still going back to the school to just do like end of the year procedures, like take inventory, do anything like that.
Okay. So what is your job at the school?
I'm a paraprofessional.
So what's a paraprofessional, and then what and how much you make doing that?
So a paraprofessional is, it kind of varies, I think, in schools, but my specific role is a severe education paraprofessional. So I work with a kindergarten student who uses a wheelchair. So I help them with their, you know, classroom activities, PE activities, after school activities. And I actually make $11.87 an hour with that job.
Well, that's exact.
Yeah.
Now, do you get benefits with your job?
I do, yeah. I get health benefits with that job.
Okay. And then is it a set number of hours a week?
Yeah, I think it's like 35 or 36 hours.
Okay. So we can do the math on that. But do you know what you make, what you gross annually from that?
Annually, no, but I it's usually like $650 per paycheck because I get paid biweekly, so...
Perfect. And then they take your health insurance out of that.
So I actually have like the most basic health insurance. So they like give that to me.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah.
And then what about, do they have a retirement plan? Do they have are you like in the school district program so that you would have the 403B?
Yeah. So actually I only did this job for like a short amount of time. So my last day at that job is actually the 28th of May. Because I'm also a licensed certified occupational therapy assistant.
Okay.
So I have my AS degree in that. So I'm going to start looking for jobs. It's kind of like a long story of where my life is right now. But yeah, I'm going to start looking for jobs as a CODA. So I'm not staying with this job long enough to get a retirement plan and things like that.
Where it doesn't make sense. Okay. So you're doing the grocery store job in addition to the school job. And this sounds like both of these were temporary to try and look for a job with where you have your degree.
Yeah. So I've been with the grocery store since 2013. So that's kind of been a very like stable, good job for me. So I'll probably keep that job as well. If I were to get a CODA job, like just one day on the weekend.
Okay. And what do you do at the grocery store?
I'm a stock clerk, so I just put things on the shelf, you know, unload trucks, help customers, things like that.
Okay. But you've had that for a long time. Yes, you've been there for 7 years.
Yeah, 8 years. In August, it'll be 8 years. So it's been I'm really fortunate to work there. So if any listeners are like from the South, it's Publix. So it's a great company to work for.
Wow, so that's a long time to be with them.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah.
And then so... Now, do you know, so it sounds like you're a little bit in a transition with the, except you're going to keep the grocery store job because you've been there 8 years, you like it, and it's extra money.
Yes.
But then you're going to look for a job starting now, really, essentially, with your degree, which is an occupational therapist.
Assistant, yeah. CODA, it's CODA slash L is like the abbreviation for it.
Okay. And then, so what ultimately is your goal? So tell us a little bit about... Are you looking just to get into that field and work your way up? Are you looking to get a certain amount of income? Like, what's your budget look like? What is rent? And do you have student loans from getting your degree?
Yeah, I actually have two AS degrees. One is in health information technology and the other one is occupational therapy assistant. I have $49,011 from those two degrees. So definitely looking to pay those off. And I actually still live with my parents because I'm now saving up to hopefully buy my own house.
Okay, great. And then what are you, with the student loans? Were you eligible to defer them with the CARE Act for the pandemic, for the COVID?
So yeah, my first degree loans, I don't have to make a payment on those until November, but I've been slowly, you know, paying into my most recent degree student loans. I've been paying those off, so.
Okay, and so is the plan to get, then you're living at home to save money for a house, but is it also to get this paid off at this, so when you go to buy the house, you have this done and you have the money for the house?
Yeah, that would be definitely a good goal to have.
So you have $49,000 in student loan payments. You're living with your parents, I'm assuming. Is that rent-free?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And then what do you have in terms of savings?
I don't have like a ton of savings as you think I should probably have living with my parents, because I've also paid for myself to go to school for both degrees.
Okay.
Like I've barely had any assistance even from like the government too. So it's basically been out of my own pocket.
Okay. So then your focus has been paying your way through school, and then now is going to be to pay off your debt and to save for a house. So what is a CODA job pay? Do you know?
They make anywhere from like the highest you could get paid is maybe $26 an hour, but it honestly depends on the site and how much experience you have. So the lowest end you make like $22 to $23 an hour.
Okay, and that would be about. And now, are you looking for a job that's going to have benefits?
Yeah, most full-time CODA positions do have benefits like dental health, vision, all of that stuff, and retirement plans.
Okay. So then you would make somewhere between maybe 40 and 50,000, 40 or 50,000 annually on the high end. Being on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think what would be good, because do you know what your interest rates are, what they are on your student loans?
I'm not sure exactly.
Because it sounds like if you were to get, it sounds like you have few bills besides the student loans, which is the bulk of them. But if you keep the grocery store job and you get one of a CODA job, which you have your degree in, which makes total sense, then I would try and, I think I would say probably try and tackle your student loans and put everything you have at that.
Yeah, before.
You could get it done in a couple of years. And then instead, and then once the loans are paid off, use that same strategy and tuck away this, you know, because if you can get it done in, let's say, 3 years, you could get a down payment saved probably 2 years following. So buy a house at like 31.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. It just depends on how much you're going to, you know, it depends on what the job is and how much you'll net, right?
So yeah.
If you're netting, you know, double what you're netting now, so 1200 biweekly, you know, that's 2400 that you could, let's just say, and if you're working all the time, right, and then a day at the grocery store, what do you make from the grocery store usually?
I actually just recently got a raise, so I'm not sure like annually yet what I would make, but
what were you making before?
I think it was around, I don't think I've ever sat down and like added it up.
Well, what do you know what they pay you an hour at the grocery store?
Right now I'm making $16.65, I think it is.
Okay. So let's just say you work, what, one shift a week, like 8 hours a week?
Yeah, well, now I've been working, like recently I've been working 40 or close to 40 hours because of COVID. I picked up a ton of shifts because my other job, I don't have to report there. Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're making $16.65 and you're doing 40 hours, this is a gross number, but that's 660 roughly a week.
Right, but taxes, like, I don't even make close to that because of taxes, so.
So what are you taking home now from the grocery store net?
I think my last one was like $440
a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're making more. You're making more than you were obviously making at the school.
Yeah, I'm definitely making more money. Yeah.
Because you're making about $880 every 2 weeks.
Yes.
So that's a big difference. And then you're just taking the money you're making currently at the grocery store and you're putting it towards your most recent degree.
Yeah, well, I put it towards, like, you know, bills too, like my car insurance, things like that.
So do you have an idea monthly what your bills are? Like car insurance, gas, food?
No, because I haven't sat down recently and redid that too, because I cut a lot of, like, excess spending too. So I really don't even have, like, a ballpark number.
Because I would think that even if if you're making $440 a week times 4 weeks a month, that's $1,760. So then if you kept the grocery store job one day a week and worked 5 days a week at a CODA job, I would think, depending on what your bills are, but you know, rent is usually one of the largest, right? And you won't have that. And that whatever you were going to be spending on rent, $1,000 could go right to student loans. And if you could put more towards it by, you know, work, because if you're working all the time, you'll be spending less money.
Yes.
Right. So if you could ideally put like $1,500 on your student loans a month, right, you know, over the course of 12 months, that's $18,000 that you would put on your student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And, the closer you get to the 20 number, the faster you get it done. But if you got up to $20,000 a year towards student loans, you would be done in 2.5 years.
Which would be really good.
Be really good. And then 2.5 years later, you would have saved, if you kept on the program, which will be tough, right? Because you're basically putting your head down and just working and saving and not allowing for much else.
Yeah.
But then if you did the same thing, you would then have 50,000, I would say probably use 40 for a down payment and 10 for an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to save for retirement too. I don't mean to throw like a wrench into the plan, but.
Yeah, so I've been adding to my retirement through Publix. So I started that a couple years ago. I think I have close to $12,000.
Oh, okay, fantastic. I didn't realize Publix. So they offer you a retirement even though you have been part-time on and off.
Yeah, so I'm not even officially full-time there. I just work because at Publix, if you're a part-timer, you obviously don't get all the benefits for health insurance and things like that. But I'm fortunate enough to where I could work 35 to 40 hours as a part-timer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay. And even as a part-timer, they give you access to the retirement plan.
But yes, correct. Yeah. I get access to retirement and stock as well. I haven't done any stock, but I've been putting into my retirement.
Great. That's fantastic. So then you definitely want to keep that up.
Yeah. And that's the reason why I would keep that job like one weekend day or two weekend days a month in order to put towards my retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at a certain point, once you tackle the student loans, or even if you're feeling like you're having a good handle, because the key is on having a handle on the budget, right?
Right.
So the key is to know monthly, what do you need to spend on? What's your target for your student loans? What's your target for retirement? I would do the house as the third. The reason why is because you're never going to get your 20s back in terms of compounding of interest for retirement. So I think you're better off buying a house at 32 or 33 and having funded your retirement from 26 till then, than doing nothing or not as much on retirement to get to the house at 31 or 30. Because you're never going to get those 5 years back. And that's going to make the growth of a little bit of money at your age makes a huge difference. You probably have to more than double the contribution in your 30s to catch up to something in your 20s. So it's important. It's hard to tackle it all, but the key is really when you do go to sit down, but the key is going to be sitting down and figuring out how much money are you bringing in? What are your necessary bills? Like what you said, you cut a lot of unnecessary spending out. What are your necessary bills? And what are you willing to commit to the student loans to get out from underneath them? Right. Because if you could do it over 4 years, you can do it over 2.5. If you're really aggressive, you can figure out that happy medium. But I definitely think it's key to keep up the Publix, because that seems like you've already funded that with $12,000.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So keep that up and maybe reduce the student loans a little bit. So maybe it takes you 3 years or 3.5 years so that you're still in the Publix program. And then maybe that pushes the house back a little bit, but I think you're better off having funded the retirement a little bit more aggressively and pushing the house back a year or two.
Yeah, because honestly, the loans are just like this evil, like, demon, you know what I mean? In the back of, like, my head. They honestly, like, terrify me. So I definitely want those gone as soon as possible.
If I were in your shoes, you obviously have a great work ethic. You have two jobs. So if I were you, I would maybe up the Publix a little bit, right? I would figure out your budget. You were obviously spending less money in this COVID era, right? And you're working more hours. I would up your Publix retirement contribution, and I would really sit down and figure out what is your necessary spending. And I would, if I were you, since you like the Publix job, I would look for the COTA job where you're going to make more money than the school. I would keep the grocery store job, and I'd pick up as many shifts as possible, and I would just get done with the loans. I would just tackle them head on.
Yeah.
And just commit to it. Because once you're out from underneath that, you have so much more freedom.
Right. I know. That's the thing. Like, I feel like I'm not, like, free. Yeah, because I have those student loans just over my head all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, buying a house is a great investment, but it's also a lot of work. Someone described it to me as it's a living thing. It literally always needs something.
Right.
Not that I wouldn't, I think saving for a house is a great idea, but I don't think you need to buy it at 31 versus 35, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, if you tackle all of these loans and you up your retirement contribution between now and, let's say, 30, you have, you know, you increase retirement, you've tackled your loans, then you could say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy myself for a year. I'm going to go rent an apartment. It's not going to be my problem. I'm going to continue to save for a house and continue to do my retirement. But now at this point, you've developed very good habits with budgeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you buy a house at 33, you know, the 2 years is going to make a big difference. 2 years of not doing retirement makes a big difference in your 20s or early 30s, but 2 years delaying a house purchase isn't going to make a big difference, I don't think, in your long-term financial success.
Okay. Yeah, I even thought about, like, not even a house, just even getting, like, a condo or a townhouse, because that's really all I would need, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because it's smaller, less maintenance, less things to fix and take care of. But yeah, absolutely. I would definitely focus on the loans. I'm so glad that you're already in the Publix, though. That's huge. And you should look into the stock purchase program.
Yeah, I know. That's my sister's boyfriend has stock there too, and he makes some good money with it. So
yeah, since you really seem to like the company and your plan is to stay there. I mean, you know the company better than I do. I'm not as familiar with it, but they usually give you, with the stock purchase program, you get to buy the stock at a discount.
Mm-hmm.
So worth putting a little into there.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so. I think you really gave some awesome insight, because, you know, it's like I'm 26 and obviously, like, you know, I'm still with my parents. Like, obviously I want to get out as soon as possible, but I think it's really important to, like, you know, it's important to give myself, like, a good foundation before, you know, you could obviously get blinders on being in my position and just want to go, you know, get out immediately and just get my own place. But I think it's important to get that good foundation first.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then other things will just fall into place.
Yep. I think that making this sacrifice for, let's say, 2 to 3 years of continuing to live at home so that you can get rid of the loans long term will really help you.
Yeah.
So you're sacrificing a short-term enjoyment of, let's say, having your own apartment for a long-term financial gain.
Yeah.
And you're better off, as you said, having a solid financial foundation and making that short-term sacrifice. And to be honest, you're going to be working so much anyway.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, I don't think it's worth paying for an apartment if you're working 6 days a week.
Right. Exactly.
It's not like, you know, the goal right now is to tackle these loans and work a lot. So it's not, I think it would not be the best use of money, since you have, you know, an option for somewhere to stay for free. Well, keep us posted on how it goes. You have a lot of change coming up, but it sounds like you're on the right track here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so we'll wrap it up for our listeners. If you would like to take our online class, you can find it at www.planancial.com. We have our signature course, which is Future Rich, which was just featured by CNBC and is free. And then we have another class, which is free also for this pandemic timeframe, on student loans. So if you have student loans, that's a great class. And we have an Excel spreadsheet that goes with it. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram.